my number one priority is getting school started for us and welcoming 1,500 students to campus. We're really excited about the beginning of the academic year. It's what we do best, is teaching students in the liberal arts tradition, and it's why we're here. And so I think all of our efforts on campus, mine and everyone else's, are directed toward that end.
I imagine as students return to campus, they may feel a little bit anxious about what the college has been through this summer. What's your message to them?
The message to them is that the kind of quality liberal arts education that we've offered at Birmingham Southern in the past will continue to be here and be strong. We're very excited about the opening of school, and we've got a terrific faculty and a wonderful staff. Those folks will continue to teach and care for our students.
What's the financial challenge for you as you move ahead to make sure that that you're staying on track financially and that you don't end up in the same situation that the college has just been through?
Well, I think what we need to do is to continue to look very carefully at our budget, to monitor going forward what we're spending, what we're bringing in, to stay closely involved with that process, and I think we'll do it. Our Board of Trustees is engaged in helping us with that. The senior officers of the college are committed to that. We know that for our students and parents and alums, that's important. It's essential to us going forward, and we're deeply committed to that.
In terms of the college's governance, there have been some criticisms about the size and the composition of the Board of Trustees. Would you like to see any changes to the governance of the college while you serve as interim president?
Well, as you know, the board is already taking a very close look at that, and Jim Stevens is heading up a group on the Board of Trustees to begin to examine our governance structure, and that process will continue this year under their guidance, and we'll all of us on campus, faculty, staff, administration, the board, we'll all be talking about that this year, and we'll have to pursue that.
There's so many different constituencies in your community. I mean, you have students, you have faculty, you have the United Methodist Church, you mm-hmm. have alumni and major donors. But how do you sort of wrangle all these different constituencies together?
Well, I think you begin by talking, by meeting, by sharing the news, and having an open door to all of those groups. So I'm meeting with board members and students and faculty, and we'll continue that. And I've been on the job here less than a week, so I've got a lot of people yet to meet and a lot of good relationships, yet to start, but I'm looking forward to that.
Just in your tenure as provost at Birmingham Southern, or even in your academic life as a professor, anything that you think will serve you well as you're in this role as interim president?
I've been thinking about this a little bit in the last several days, and I think one of the hallmarks of a liberal arts education and a liberally educated person is that you can take on new roles and learn how to learn and learn new things and learn new jobs, and I think all of us out in the workplace these days understand how changeable that environment is, and I think my liberal arts experience in all kinds of ways, I hope, will serve me well.